morning, dude.
Good morning.
Your message came like 10 seconds after my alarm went off.
That's funny.
It was like the surreal thing where like you think things are happening again. It's the same sound.
Got it, baby. I'm so sleepy. I only got 5 hours of sleep that night. I'm so tired.
I probably only got 5 hours of sleep as well. I couldn't sleep for like a long time.
Yeah. I felt like really sick on the way home from work last night. I had to like stop and get something to eat because I was just like so like low blood sugar.
Do you think that maybe the antibiotics are going to be restricted?
I can't understand anything you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you think that the antibiotics might have contributed to that?
Yeah, it could be.
Do you have to take them on food?
Yeah.
I'm just remembering the one time when I, like, took vitamins without food and, like, puked in class.
Right.
Sorry to mention puking. I just had weird dreams.
What were your dreams?
I had a dream where I was like having this conversation with these two people. And one of them went away, walked away. And then I started talking to the other one and she's like, oh yeah, she was at something like UWA, and I was like, she's at UW. She's like, what do you mean? And I was like, University of Washington? She's like, no. And I'm like, what the fuck? And apparently, she's like telling me this whole story about how she started weightlifting. And I was like, wow, she's just like Heather, is what I'm thinking. Like, I mean, like, she's a real hardcore weightlifter. And then she came back, and we had this argument about whether UWA meant something about Vermont, or I was like, that's UVA. I don't understand you people. I'm sorry. It was a really surreal dream that didn't make any sense, but she had muscles that were ridiculous. I don't know. They were like, in my mind, when I was, you know, my mind making me see them, they were like so parodic. They were like, She had bicep quality muscles like on her hips. It was really weird.
Huh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I had a really good class with my kids last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think that's also why I was so worn out, because I've been just teaching for 4 hours kind of thing, you know? But it was a really good class. I found out, like, half of them have never been outside of the state of California.
Yeah, that happened.
It explained a lot. Like, and a couple of them had never left Southern California before. Like, they've never even been to San Francisco or anything, you know? And I'm just like, do you have a car? Like, why don't you go somewhere?
Like, during this next break, I formally command you to drive somewhere, drive for 3 days, turn around and drive back. I bet you can get to Texas, or you can get to Oregon, you know, maybe Washington.
Like, all of them have never been out of the country. And I was like, Mexico's 2 hours from where you live.
Oh, no. You have to go to Mexico.
2 hours away. Go to Mexico. Just go to Mexico. Go this weekend, you know?
That's so funny.
You're just not going to stay. You don't have to stay there. It won't cost you anything more than hanging out in Orange County, you know?
That's so funny. Especially considering, like, how much Orange County is, like, anti-Mexico.
Right. The total opposite of my friends. And, like, it's so, like, scary and clean here. But, yeah, no, you know, it's really funny.
Not, like, the opposite, but, like, against, like, you know, all of the ballot measures about,
Oh, it's really against, right, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's contra Mexico.
Contra Mexico. Yeah, but anyway, I realized this because this last project that I happened to was about representing space and distance and that kind of thing, you know, and, you know, and they could have done their project about, like, any location in the world, mm-hmm. you know, and, like, all of them picked Costa Mesa, California, you know. I was like, you guys are so boring, what is this about? And then I thought about it a little more, and I was like, wow, you know, I think it's because they've never been anywhere else, so they don't know, you know, they have no frame of reference for doing their project about anything else than, you know, the, whatever, 10 miles around where they live, you know?
Wow.
So, it's really crazy. But yeah, I think, if I'd done this a few weeks ago, I would have had an assignment be for them to go someplace they've never been before, you know?
Have you given them their final already?
Yeah, I already did that also.
You could have made their final into something about that.
Yeah, I know.
That's funny.
I didn't think of that until this morning, but, you know, too late.
That's so weird that all of them did it about Costa Mesa.
I know! It's really weird. It's really weird. But, two of my students are going this summer on a school off-campus trip to Japan, which I think is really good. I'm like, please, go someplace, you know, it'll be good for you. But, anyway, it's just a little shocking. It's like, oh, okay, guys. So that probably means, like, most of them have never been on an airplane before.
Wow.
Which I can't really imagine, you know?
Like, a generation ago, that might have been a little bit easier to imagine. But it seems so... part of regular, not daily, but yearly life.
Right.
You know, between, like, travel and leisure, migration, and just business. But I guess these kids are young enough that they wouldn't have had to fly for any kind of business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess a lot of them are, like, you know, 19 or something, you know? So, maybe if their families never traveled anywhere, they wouldn't have had much,
Dude, I know? A big factor is that they live 15 miles from Disneyland.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think this is something that happens most frequently with people who live in California, you know? Like,
I mean, like, what is the one...
Southern California. Right, because they live on the ocean, they live by Disneyland. Like, I'm sure their cousins are like, why do we need to go anywhere else? We're already here, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, like, where do people go that go to Disneyland?
That's usually, like, the first family vacation people get taken on, go to Disneyland. Yeah. I wish you get dragged to Washington, D.C., like 5 times.
Right. Number one is Disneyland. Number two is probably Washington.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, well, I guess not from here, but a lot of people do that on a school trip.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Usually the people that are within like a 14-hour bus drive of DC.
Right, yeah, totally. Within the striking distance, I guess.
But also, I think Florida is another one.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But why go to Florida if you live in Southern California?
Exactly. And then...
Why can't you go to Mexico? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really extreme. And then...
Like, I've been to San Diego. I'm like, okay, that's a start.
San Diego.
Yeah.
Mm. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's weird that, you know, I should ask more of these kinds of questions, like, on day one, because it will really explain a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, there's so much more that they need to learn besides, like, how to design better websites, you know? So, it's funny. Do you know what time it is, dude? I can see this on my phone.
It was about 10 minutes ago that it was 10 o'clock, so it's, like, probably 7:10. Well, let me check on the phone. It's 7:15.
15. Okay, I gotta go pretty soon, because my class starts in 15 minutes.
Okay. Thank you for calling me, dude. It made waking up a little bit easier.
Oh.
I tossed
you called me, dude.
Oh, I forgot. But you text messaged me to wake me up and warn and tell me kind. I tossed and turned for so long last night, dude.
I'm sorry, dude. It sucks.
I listened to Radiohead Kid A twice, and then I listened to Back Sea Changes, and then I listened to Elliott Smith from my basement on top of the hill. And then I said, I can't deal with this, and I threw my headphones off. And then I still tossed and turned some more, and then I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
It sucked.
That's the worst. It's no fun.
It was like, I was all hot, and then felt all hot. I was all distracted. I couldn't relax, and I couldn't stop thinking. I think I was a little bit nervous about moving into a new apartment.
About moving?
Into a new apartment.
Uh-huh.
Just like, you know, first day of school kind of anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Were you thinking about anything in regards to that, or just generalized anxiety?
I was sort of, like, thinking about where everything is going to go, and I was thinking about how I have to call fucking landlord and tell him that I'm kind of getting pissed off because he hasn't effectively delivered the apartment, even though I started
painting. Did he paint?
He hasn't painted yet.
He hasn't painted yet.
But he hasn't painted yet. He hasn't painted yet, and he hasn't, you know, like, you know, downstairs is still completely untouched. Unclean. So.
Yeah, you should call him up and say, listen, it's not in condition, and mm-hmm. I'm moving in this weekend, and we've heard that we need to get this done,
yeah,
you know?
And, mm-hmm.
Maybe that will be motivational.
It's not a moving condition, and our contract says that I don't have to pay you until you deliver it in moving condition.
Right.
I say that, but, you know.
I mean, he knows that.
He knows that. He's just like fucking landlord schmuck.
I know. They all suck. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. So. I think it's really stupid when they don't factor. They should really, like, you know, plan ahead. It's not like they didn't know. Like, you know, this thing is to give 60 days notice. They've known for 2 months these people were going to move out. They should have planned ahead for, like, getting somebody in there to paint and clean. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, or maybe I should have realized that they were going to take that long and say, look, you're going to get out of them. They're going to get out of there then. I will move in 4 days later. You will have it cleaned and painted and blah, 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 blah by then. You know?
Right. Yeah.
You know, we should have taken that on the front end.
Yeah, I just do, you know, like, some people, when they move out, really, really do clean, or, you know, the general thing is that if you don't do that, that they hire somebody to clean it, and they charge to the previous tenant, you know, so,
right.
I don't know, whatever. So, okay, baby, I really gotta go, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, dude.
Oh, okay,
I probably
all right.
will be in class when you get out.
Oh, what time when's the class today?
1:30, but I have to get there at least an hour and a half earlier, because I have no idea what I'm going to teach them today. It's the Quark class.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, just come when you get out of class. I'm going to meeting up with Jennifer after class anyway,
okay.
So...
Well, okay, I won't talk to you until wait.
Okay, dude.
Thursdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right, dude.
I love you.
Love you too. Okay.